From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We count it a privilege to have you listening in today. In a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message called The Weeping Christ. As a demonstration of his true humanity, the Lord Jesus, the Man of Sorrows, shed tears of sympathy, of agony, and of mercy. In spite of a full knowledge of the wickedness of the human race, Christ wept over sinners, over their stubbornness, and over the suffering they bring upon themselves because of sin. Before the preaching of God's Word, in today's hot topic, Dr. Cairns asks the question, if God is everywhere, why do so few people find Him?
An internet news service ran a column with an interesting title. If God is everywhere, why do so few people find Him? It sounds like a good question. So let's try to answer it. God is everywhere. That is, God is omnipresent. Psalm 19 verse 1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament, or space, showeth His handiwork. Again, Psalm 97 verse 6 says, the heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. The whole creation witnesses to God who brought it into being and who sustains its existence. Paul said in Romans 1 verse 21, the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they, that is men who suppress the knowledge of God, are without excuse. No man has any excuse for not recognizing that God is. The witness is all around him and within him. Apart from God, nothing has any meaning or any purpose. Apart from God, there's really no such thing as logic, morality, history, or destiny. So why then do so few people find God? The answer in Scripture is unequivocal. Romans 3 verse 11, there is none that seeketh after God. Men don't find God because they don't want to find Him. They may be forced by the sheer force of the evidence to acknowledge that God is, but they're not willing to have God on His terms. Men want a God, but a God of their own devising, a God whom they can accept or explain, not the one true and living God of Scripture, who has fully, finally, and exclusively revealed Himself in His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This has always been the case. It's a myth that man is searching for God. Ever since Adam's fall, man has been running from God. It is God who does the seeking. He started with Adam and has continued seeking and saving that which was lost. Today in our society of self-seeking, men are more than ever unwilling to seek the true God. The terms God sets down are offensive to them. Repent and believe the gospel was Christ's opening public sermon in His earthly ministry. He has not changed His call. Repent? To most people today, that word means nothing. The concept of having offended a holy God whose wrath justly hangs over them and must soon fall on them to their eternal destruction is entirely foreign. Most people have an overweening and utterly baseless sense of their own goodness. Jesus said that He did not come to call the righteous to repentance. Only sinners need apply for grace. That's one major reason so few people ever come to know God in Christ. They have never felt their need as sinners. Many who profess to want to know God are seeking Him in the wrong place. Mother Teresa was acclaimed as a saint by many, but she confessed that she never felt anything of the nearness or fellowship of God or His Son. She thought she would find God as she worked for the poor, and she failed. She went to the wrong place, like many others, thinking she could connect with God through her good works and religious rituals. Such an effort must always fail. Any supposed knowledge of God so gained is a delusion. God may be known only in Jesus Christ, His incarnate Son. Jesus Christ is God's last word to the world, according to Hebrews 1 verse 2. He calls sinners to repentance and to faith in His atoning sacrifice and death-shattering resurrection. All who heed His call will most certainly know God, and to know Him is to have eternal life.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the Gospel of Matthew. Five articles dealing with various aspects of this book will give you a deeper understanding of the Lord's Word through Matthew, the converted tax collector. Other articles in this issue deal with the nation of Ghana, as well as with one of the most important aspects of the Christian life, the subject of prayer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week.
Can I say to you today, if you're in this meeting without Christ, the sins that unforgiven will bring you to an eternal night of weeping in hell. First cause tears to wash the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. He weeps over your sins. Your sins, in many ways, are so like those of Jerusalem. You say, I haven't killed any prophets. Well, that's no thanks to you or your goodness. Because in heart, you've done the very same thing. God has sent preachers and you rejected them. God has sent truth and you despised it. God has sent gospel and you mocked it. God, as Paul told the Galatians, has evidently set forth the Lord Jesus Christ before you. The Greek word is placarded. He has held up the placard. I don't want to push the metaphor too far. But I don't think it's going too far to say that you can see, to use Paul's word of placarding, you can see sinners on their way to hell, and there stands the blessed Savior protesting your downward march to damnation, placarding the gospel to you. What sin it is to reject Christ. What sin it is to be so wrapped up with the filth and the folly of this world that Jesus Christ is despicable. What sin it is that when God sends the beauty of the beautiful Son of God into the world to save sinners, you look at him and you say, there is no beauty in him for me to desire him. Oh, there's beauty in a Hollywood harlot. There's beauty in the filthy music of the world. There's beauty in the carnal devices of this filthy age. Oh yes, there's plenty there that I desire. But when I see Jesus, there's nothing in him to attract me. What vile and filthy sin. Is it any wonder that Jesus wept? He weeps over your stubbornness. Here again, we have depths of the tender humanity of Christ that I cannot plumb. Here again, there are things that logic cannot penetrate. But I have to take the words of the Savior as truth. He looks at these people perishing in their sin, and he said, how often would I have gathered you and you would not? How often would I, but you would not? They often tells you of the perseverance and the kindness of the Savior, but it also tells you of the stubbornness of the Christ rejecter. I want to be very frank with you. There are people here I have preached to for years, and you're still not saved. There are people here, and again and again and again and again and again, there has been the word of gospel truth and grace, and stubbornly, willfully, wickedly, you said, I will not have this man. I will not. The Lord Jesus said in John 5:40, that's the trouble. Ye will not come to me. He weeps over the stubbornness. And then over the suffering. Your house is left unto you desolate. In chapter 19, he talks about the awful suffering of the city. And he says, because you knew not the time of your visitation. If thou hadst known, the idea is, oh, that you would have recognized. Even you, with all your sin and all your stubbornness, oh, that you would recognize. At least in this thy day, the things that belong to your peace. Oh, that you would recognize the things that would really give you peace. Oh, that you would recognize the things that are needed to bring you to peace with God through Jesus Christ. And he says, this is your day. This is your day. This is the day to recognize it, because there's a day coming when it will be too late to see it. I would say to you this morning, first of all, if you are not a Christian, look at the friend of sinners. Look at the weeping Christ. And for a moment, forget about Jerusalem. Come to Greenville. Come to your home. Come to your heart. And hear his dreadful lamentation. I wonder, will you go on as unmoved, as stubborn, as careless, as did most of those Jews, to perish and that eternally? Thank God there were others melted in God's grace by the tears of Jesus. There were others saved and brought to grace. Which will it be for you? And if you are a Christian, I ask you as I ask myself, what do I know of the tenderness of Christ for the lost? If he said, I would gather them, I wonder, can I honestly say, by the grace of God, I would gather them to Christ? Paul said that I might by all means save some. That was the driving force in his life. Oh, that by all means I would save some. Now, Paul knew he couldn't save anybody. Only Christ could do that. But this was the passion. God, save us from academic religion. God, save us from dead orthodoxy, which is only dressed up heterodoxy. God, save us from intellectualizing the gospel to the extent that we lose the heart. God, give us a passion like that of Christ, that we may truly weep as our Savior wept for sinners. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. In a moment, the meeting will be over. There will be a few moments between this and the communion service to follow. You will have opportunity to leave. But before we dismiss this gathering, remember what I said, every man, woman, and child among us here, we're going to live forever. We're either going to live at home with Christ in glory, we're going to live forever without him in the darkness, the outer darkness of a lost eternity. It's a solemn thing. The hymn writer asked, "Where will you be in eternity?" This question comes to you and to me. Tell me, what will your answer be? Where will you be in eternity? Jesus Christ is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by Him. He closes the book of Revelation with the glorious, glorious invitation. If you're thirsty, come and drink. If you will have Christ, then come. That's His invitation. May God grant you grace to come. Mr. Braham and I are here to help you by opening the Scriptures and pointing you through the Gospel, as John the Baptist did, to behold the Lamb of God. We'd be glad to spend time with you to point you Christward.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.